Hello everybody, this is Iron Eagle Mike, your host for I Am Enough Healing a Broken Body podcast, and I am back again. This time we are on part two about reversing type 2 diabetes. Yes, it's a very, very important topic nowadays, especially with all the lifestyle diseases that are happening globally. Diabetes is one of the fastest growing lifestyle diseases out there, which gives rise to other lifestyle diseases like heart disease, cancer, and kidney failure. So let's dive in. So in the previous episode, I guided you all gently, just about the basics about what type 2 diabetes was and how you can start with your nutrition and what to eat. And today we're going to delve deeper into how I reversed that condition 7 years ago. I lost 107 pounds and also got off all the medication. So a lot of you out there, people have asked me, like, Mike, I really want to get off this medication. What do I need to do? And my immediate question really to people is, like, how badly do you want to get rid of it? Like, how badly? Like, are you willing to make the necessary changes in your lifestyle, in your mindset, so that you can also do what I did? Because change is uncomfortable, and a lot of people don't like change. A lot of people, even though they're when faced with harrowing decision of, like, okay, if I choose this, then I'll live. If I don't choose this, then I'll die. You get what I'm saying here? Like, half of them is in inside the doorway, and half is still in the old doorway, So like in between, and that's why I'm seeing a lot of people like that. And I keep telling you, it's the food. You can heal yourself through food, but they are unwilling to make the necessary changes. So what necessary change? So if you're diabetic, you have to watch. You definitely have to be very wary and very cautious and avoid eating foods with a lot of sugar, foods that are high in starches and carbohydrates, foods that are high in saturated fat, and trans fats. So people just think, okay, well, if I avoid the sugar, then I'll be okay. But then they go OD on too much protein, they go OD on too much too much fat, and they still eat a lot of fried foods. So actually, because you're diabetic, you really need to cut down on eating the sugary foods, the starchy food, the high starch foods, high glycemic foods, the red meats, fried foods, junk foods, processed foods. Now, it's not an overnight thing, and I've been there, done that. It took me 16 months to get off, to lose all that weight, but I've kept it off. Okay, so in the previous episode, like I said, we talked about what types of foods you can eat, and really the key secret is, it's not that difficult. Okay, for key secret one, for food, is that you incorporate, you add more, lots more green leafy vegetables. Fruits that have a lot of high fiber, have digestive enzymes, we're talking about pineapples, we're talking about apples, we're talking about papaya as an example, we're talking about berries, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, very high in fiber. I'm always preaching about that. The higher the fiber content of the foods, then it helps stabilize your sugar. And it also keeps you from being hungry all the time. So it helps satiate you, because it stays, it helps keep you stable. Now, the reason why I am advising people to start lowering their intake of red meat is because it is very hard on the kidneys when you're diabetic. It takes a lot for the kidneys to, because when you digest protein, you produce a lot of ammonia, right? So it increases your creatinine levels. So for those of you who are diabetic, I urge you and I encourage you to go look at your test results and go ask your doctor, what does this mean? Right? Don't just, you know, just take that medicine, you know, medication that they're prescribing to you and then just not, you know, give a fuck about what else you need to do. You gotta own it. You gotta take responsibility for it. It's your body. It's your life. Right? So I've said a lot before, you know, in my previous podcasts and in my writings about, you know, how doctors should also be taking responsibility, but they can only control so much, because you as a patient have a responsibility to also take care of yourself. Because if you've been seeing this, for example, if, you know, for me, when I fired my general practitioner, I'd been seeing this doctor for about, what, 7-8 years, and the moment I got off the medication, they still wanted to keep me off the medication, keep me on the medication, even though, you know, my blood glucose was, you know, averaging at 70, 72, my A1C was at 4.9, and yet they said, well, no, just in case, you know, just, you know, and I'm like, you know what, you're not really looking out for my best interest, you're just trying to cover your ass, and like, why would I need to take medication that's already damaged me inside? So this is what I'm telling you guys and gals, is that you all need to take a look at yourself and take responsibility. But the changes that you need to do can be done in increments. Like I said, adding the fiber, introducing more whole foods, more plant-based foods, right? And also I'm telling clients that you just gotta eat pure food the way it was meant to be in nature. Because the companies that produce all these packaged foods, they put a lot of these additives, they have a lot of these taste enhancers that keep you hooked on it. But if you really want to make that change, you want to train your mind as well and discipline yourself. Because, you know, here's the thing I find, you know, like, there's so much pressure. Here's an example. Let's say you're a diabetic. You got two kids, right? They're in school. What do you expect out of them, right? When they go to school, they expect good grades. They, you know, expect them to behave, to follow this and that. So you're projecting a lot of this thing about discipline, about focus, about being responsible. But then you yourself, okay, so you're projecting all this responsibility on your kids. But then you yourself are not following the same advice that you're giving. So what does that make you? That makes you like a hypocrite, right? So how do you expect kids to listen to you when you yourself are not following the advice that you're giving them, right? So they see, you know, children learn. Same thing at work, right? If you as a manager, you're a supervisor or boss or whatever, you expect the people under you to focus on their work, to be responsible, you know, to come into work on time, to do the work, you know, chit-chatting, you know, no focus, I mean, keep focused. So we expect a lot of out from other people, right? And here's a perfect example, okay, when I was working in the retail industry, okay, and I think it's not just the retail industry, but here's a common thing here in, you know, in America and in Canada as well. You know, it's like this, have you heard of the return policy? But if you're not satisfied, you can get your money back. You know, I've been in retail for like over 2 decades, and I saw a lot of abuse on that. People weren't satisfied, you know, they just say, okay, I'll return this. Now, especially when I was at GNC, wherein people would buy a lot of fat burners, you know, weight loss products, and then they come back a month later or 2 months later and they want their money back. Well, we had to give them their money back because that's what it says on the receipt, you know, satisfaction guaranteed, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. If you're not happy with the product, boom, you get your refund. So that's the mentality that has been planted in us, you know, like we can go buy a TV set and if it doesn't work to our, you know, we don't like it, you know, after a week or two, we can go return it. Only thing different though is when you're buying a car, okay? So the moment it drives off the lot, that shit is yours, and it's depreciated 25%. So let's go back now to this, you know, this return mentality. So like, you go, buy, you know, do your business, you buy stuff, in a grocery, from different stores, and if you're not satisfied, you expect a refund. You want it, it's like you're right. But then, why don't you apply it to yourself? If you are not performing to expectations, if you're not following, you're like, who's going to give a refund to you? Who's going to be responsible for paying back what you didn't do? For what you didn't do. Like, do you deserve a reward? So that's the mentality. That's what I'm trying to say. Is that that's what's been programmed into many people. And that's why it makes it so hard for them. And then they're bombarded with these commercials. They're bombarded with so many conflicting advice. You know, like follow the keto diet. Follow the, you know, this paleo diet and everything. It's like, you know what? You know, it's a lifestyle change. Right? You can go on any freaking diet. And that's been proven. That's been proven. That's that people will fail on diets. That's why it's a $40 billion industry. You are part of that system. You are part of being suckered into that mindset that, hey, you know, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, then you get a refund. Well, reversing type 2 diabetes, it's your life. It's your responsibility, and it is 100% reversible. Okay? Through diet, lifestyle change, and exercise. And sleeping too. Now we'll get to that. Now, talked about the food, you know, focusing on cutting down on fried foods, cutting down on red meat, you know, eating more whole food, plant-based. Now, here's some, like if you're going to be consuming fats, like the three main sources of fats that I want you to keep focus on eating are for cooking, okay? For cooking is virgin coconut oil, organic virgin coconut oil, organic avocado oil, and extra virgin olive oil. And maybe, you know, you could use some of the like macadamia nut oils or flaxseed oils and that. But for olive oil, I definitely recommend that you just use that for drizzling, because olive oil has a very much lower smoke point. So the moment you heat it up too much, then it oxidizes and it actually becomes really, really bad for you to eat. So when you go to a supermarket or a store and you see like, oh, you know, these potato chips are cooked in olive oil, it makes you think, wow, that must be healthier. Actually, no, it's not. You know, it's the same old crap that we recycled and you've been tricked into buying stuff, right? They say, oh, fried in avocado oil. Well, it's still fried and you're still not supposed to eat the whole bag. Right? Or fried in coconut oil. You know, I've seen that in all the stores. So you really have to be careful out there. And the hardest thing, though, is this mentality that we deserve. So we don't want to cut out anything. So my method is like, okay, let's introduce more stuff. Right? So you want to eat that steak? Okay? Before you eat that steak, eat this bowl of salad, leafy greens. Lots of leafy greens provide you with vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, and lots of fiber. Right? Order that steak, leafy greens, skip the baked potato, skip the stuffings there, right? Make and add in a change, and don't drink cold water. The worst thing you can do is like when you're eating, and this is what's happening in Western society, is like we love to drink freaking cold water when we're eating. Well, think of it. You know, if you ever wondered, like, you know, like when you go to a Chinese restaurant, they always serve you tea, or you go to a Japanese restaurant, they serve you tea that's hot. Well, there's a reason why it's hot. It's because of your digestion, right? So when you eat food and you drink cold water and you bring that cold water in, guess what happens? You know, like cold doesn't really break down in much stuff, right? But if you're drinking hot tea, you know, it's different. So here's another secret. Start drinking lemon water, which I said before, but drink it on, you know, lukewarm first thing in the morning, and start learning to add that into your lifestyle. You need to be drinking lots and lots of water. You need to flush out your kidneys. You need to make sure that your cells are hydrated properly, because if you're not hydrated properly, guess what happens? Your metabolism slows down. Your body functions, you know, are not 100% optimal. You know, you're It just makes your body work harder with less. Okay, so we talked about the fats. Now let's talk, we talked about the meats. Now let's talk about the starches. So now, you know, what's great out there now is that you can still eat your rice, you know, but now you can cut it in half and introduce cauliflower rice, you know, rice cauliflower, right? Add, you know, adds, you know, veggies there, you know, a little bit of peas, you know, garlic, a little bit of carrots there, you know, add some, you know, broccoli, kale, spinach, right? You know, make your plate colorful, right? So you can still enjoy your fried rice. And instead of regular soy sauce, go to Trader Joe's and get these coconut aminos. You know, it's like up to 85% less sodium than regular soy sauce, but it gives you just as much enhancement in terms of flavor. And here's the thing. You know, diabetics have very dull taste buds, primarily because we are so used to all the sweet stuff that we, over time, it kills our taste buds. But the moment you start reintroducing and start detoxing your body and eating whole, clean, unprocessed foods, guess what? Your taste buds come alive. You know, you savor the, you know, the sweetness, the umaminess of each fruit and vegetable that you're eating. You know, you savor the richness of the meats that you're eating, the fish that you're eating, everything. It just lights up. You know, I talked about before, you know, in the previous podcast episode, okay, introduce more herbs and spices. Learn. Instead of just grabbing that salt and shaker, shaker for salt and pepper, add spice to it. Add spices to it. Right? Don't be a freaking robot that just because you this is what you grew up with, that you're never going to try something new. Change is good. That's the one constant thing about the unit law of the universe, is change is constant. You never grow inside a comfort zone. So you're never going to heal if you're in that comfort zone as well. Okay? Now, about exercise. Oh, wait, no. Before we go to exercise, let's actually talk about supplements, because diabetics and pre-diabetics are nutritionally deficient. Let's just put it that way. You know, no matter what you're eating, you are not absorbing the foods, you know, the nutrients from the food, especially if you're on a bad diet. That's why supplementation is very important. You want to take a whole food-based organic, as much as possible, or whole food-based multivitamin. None of that Centrum crap. Okay, because when you look at the ingredient list in Centrum or those one-a-days and everything, yeah, it may be cheap, but it's just basically like you're basically taking, you'll be crapping pellets of shit, you know. Shit pellets, as I call it. Because your body cannot break down that highly compressed tablet made of synthetic vitamins and minerals. It's not in its natural form that your body can utilize and break down. So which vitamins do I encourage that you take? A high-potency multivitamin, and I would definitely go for a high B complex, because B complex, the B1, B2, B3, B4, B5, B6, okay, B12s, these are the vitamins that help metabolize proteins, fats, and carbohydrates so that your body can utilize it for energy. That's a simple explanation as I can give to you. But it's also great for your nervous system. It's also great for your fighting stress. It helps you in many, many different ways. Okay? Add extra vitamin C. If you're going to be buying vitamin C, none of that cheap ascorbic acid crap, because that's made from derived from corn, which is full of GMO, you know, GMOs, and most likely, you know, if you haven't heard, you know, like the glyphosate's been found in the food supply. And guess what? Corn is one of the number one GMOs that's got the Monsanto herbicide, Roundup. Okay. Vitamin D. Okay, the RDA is out of whack, you know, meaning it's so below what it should be. Right, we're so deficient in vitamin D. You as a diabetic, because vitamin D is not just a vitamin, it's a pro-hormone. Right? I take 10,000 IU with vitamin K2. Now, I'm not telling you to take 10,000 IU, but I know for me it's an optimal level, because when I got tested for my vitamin D level, I was at an 8, and the normal is at 30. So no wonder I was feeling like crap on top of all the other medications that I was taking. So when I, you know, that means you're nutritionally deficient as diabetics. So look into vitamin D3, okay? D3, cholecalciferol. I mean, you take it with K2, magnesium, calcium. Another important supplement, alpha lipoic acid. Okay, it's a fat and water soluble antioxidant that helps protect your nervous system and helps basically regulate the glucose that's circulating in the body. It helps shuttle glucose into the cell so it gets burned off as energy. And it helps protect against inflammation and damage, right? Because diabetes is inflammation inside your body. You're highly inflamed. Every cell is highly inflamed. So you want to introduce antioxidants, like I said, you know, like vitamin C, okay, vitamin E. And you want to buy vitamin E that is natural vitamin E. When you read the label on your vitamins, it says D-alpha tocopherol with mixed tocopherols and tocotrienols. That is a good vitamin E. But if you see a vitamin E that says DL-alpha, that's synthetic and that's petroleum-based, forget about it. Other powerful antioxidants that work well for a diabetic, you're going to need some selenium. You know, because the selenium in conjunction with alpha-lipoic acid, vitamin E, vitamin C, and the introduction of N-acetylcysteine, which is an amino acid that helps your body produce more glutathione in the liver. Glutathione is one of the most powerful antioxidants that your body produces to protect from inflammation and to scavenge free radicals and basically prevent your body from breaking down. So a sign of a toxic liver or a clogged liver are diabetics. They usually will have fatty livers, because it's not just that your blood sugar is out of whack, your liver is clogged up, your kidneys are messed up. I'm just being real. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything, because I came from that, because I would be doing a disservice to all of you listeners here saying that, you know, hey, you know, diabetes, you know, it ain't that bad. No, it is fucking bad. And get real with it. Because if you don't address it, it will kill and rot you from the inside. You know, my dad lost his eyesight. He's diabetic, right? He's on a pacemaker now. And it took him up to this point in his life now to be able to stabilize his blood sugar and follow a healthy lifestyle in order that he could live. Because he would have died 4 years ago if he hadn't made the necessary changes. And I've had I've helped other people also with their diabetes, with their weight problems, just because I said, okay, you follow my program. Right, but ultimately, it's going to be your responsibility. You know, you can take all the supplements you can, but if you don't change your lifestyle, if you don't eat what you're supposed to eat and avoid what you're supposed to avoid and do daily exercise, you're not going to succeed. This is the greatest battle of your life. But it can be done with grace and ease if you train your mind with the food that you bring into your body. High vibing, high frequency food. So we already talked about the supplements. Okay, other things that you can take are turmeric. You know, make sure that it has bioperin, which is black pepper extract, which basically makes the turmeric 2,000 times more absorbable and utilized by the body. Make sure that's organic turmeric. And another thing that you can take would be Ceylon cinnamon, not the regular cassia cinnamon that you find out there. No. I'm talking about Ceylon, Ceylon cinnamon. This is the type of cinnamon that has the most potent, you know, cinnamon extract that helps in lowering the inflammation and helping stabilize the blood sugar. Okay. Other natural things you can take would be moringa, you know, moringa powder. You know, you just put like a teaspoon or 2 teaspoons into your smoothies. If you don't like the taste of that, then I would encourage you to try matcha powder. You know, ceremonial grade Japanese matcha, which you only need like maybe like half a teaspoon, and the EGCG in the green tea and the antioxidants in it will help your metabolism and will also help your blood sugar. So it's antioxidants that I'm talking about here with everything that with the superfoods that I'm recommending. Other superfoods that I would recommend for managing diabetes, there's bitter melon, okay? There's berberine as well. And that's it, you know? Another key secret, chia seeds. Like 1 to 2 tablespoons of chia seeds provides you with a lot of fiber. It helps keep your blood sugar levels steady as well. So there's a lot of things that, you know, like I can talk about all day about all the different superfoods I eat, but everything that I'm telling you guys is what I eat on a consume on a regular basis. Turmeric, Ceylon cinnamon, chia seeds, flax seeds, coconut, garlic, bitter melon, moringa, spirulina, which is a good natural source of vitamins and protein and B vitamins. So I make sure that I get nutrient dense foods, superfoods. And you probably say, oh, that must be expensive. Well, not really, because I can buy all of that for pretty much less than what you would spend splurging on meat, splurging on all these expensive proteins. It's just a matter of like just going out there, taking responsibility and going check out the store. You go to Trader Joe's, you go to Aldi, you go to Walmart, which got organic section now too. You go to Whole Foods, you go to Sprouts, grocery outlet, or whatever grocery is in your area that already carries a good amount of organic food. And I preach organic food because it's cleaner. You know, it's a higher standard. The other thing is minimize your consumption of wheat, of non-organic wheat, because the wheat that we eat right now that's what's highly inflaming our gut, because they've bred it, they made it into such a hybrid, because the wheat from like 50, 60 years ago, grew taller than the average human being. But now, because of hybridization and putting in a lot of pesticides, these hybrid wheat that we're eating, that we're consuming right now in all the in the breads and grains out there, are basically full of crap. And that's what's bloating you inside. That's what's killing your gut biome. Probiotics. You want to eat more foods that have provide more probiotics for you on a natural basis, like sauerkraut and kimchi, fermented foods. Okay. If you don't like eating fermented foods, then I highly recommend you take a high potency probiotic, preferably non-dairy. There's a lot of vegan, plant-based probiotics out there. So go check that out. Amazon's a great resource. Go check on GNC's website, vitacost.com, you name it. There's so many resources that I'm sharing with you guys and gals out there right now about what you can do from a supplement standpoint. If you don't know how to cook, invest in a good cookbook that's for plant-based lifestyle. There's Forks Over Knives cookbook. There's the Wild Diet cookbook. There's a plethora of there. Look for books that are made, that were written by Dr. Mark Hyman, Dr. Josh Axe, Dr. Mercola. These are integrative, medicine doctors that utilize both and practice integrative medicine and use whole food to help heal and treat their patients. So I hope this has been a good help for you guys, a good guide. Leave a message here if you have any questions, and I'll make sure in the next episode I'm going to answer that, because this is such a broad and deep topic that one episode or two episodes or three episodes don't do it justice. So in the next episode, I'm going to touch on exercise now, what you can do on a daily basis from the comfort of your own home. Okay, so a lot of people are intimidated. Mike, I don't want to go to the gym. I'm embarrassed to go to the gym. I'm worried. I understand. I came from that. So we're gonna talk about that and the tips and tricks and what to look for in a gym membership, and the tips and tricks, what type of exercises you can do on a daily basis without over straining yourselves, and make your exercise journey and a happy and healthier one. Take care. I love you all. Iron Eagle Mike signing off. See you guys next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.